You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason on the phone line to take up the weathercast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet is Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, let's start in Argentina today, where it has been and remains very hot, but they have been getting rainfall. What do you see?
Well, there's a significant storm system that will occur tonight and will continue tomorrow across some of the most important crop areas that have been driest and hottest in the last few weeks. We actually think there will be a severe thunderstorm outbreak tonight across northwest through central portions of Buenos Aires, and we'll probably see some 2 to 4 inch rains in a small region there, along with some hail and some damaging wind, may actually do some more damage to a few crops out there, but shouldn't be widespread, but nevertheless, it'll still be a rough night. We will expect to see rain of about 8/10 of an inch to around 2.5 inches for most of Argentina's key crop areas over the next 2 days. The only areas that will not get significant precipitation will be in the southwest, in the state or provinces of La Pampa and southwestern parts of Buenos Aires. We will see cooler temperatures occur over the end of the week and into the weekend, and then some more showers for follow-up precipitation will take place next week. So it looks like the worst of it all is probably about over for Argentina, at least for a while.
Has it done much damage, do you suppose, the heat at this point? I'm not quite certain how far along both their corn and soybean crop might be.
Yeah, the early corn crop has probably been hurt the most, and perhaps a little bit of the sunseed. Soybeans, I think, are probably okay in a general sense. There's certainly some fields that are going to be at a loss, but it shouldn't be tremendous. I'm thinking that maybe about 20% of the total corn production is at risk of losses from this past couple of weeks, and maybe about 15% of the soybean crop. But if those are only at-risk crops, I don't think we'll see damage anywhere near those figures. But there will be some potential for losses, and I think we'll actually realize it, like you said, mostly for the early corn crop.
And then if you go further north into Brazil, what condition are their crops in?
You know, I don't see anything that's going to come along that will cause the Brazil crop to be smaller. It just looks like a tremendous crop. They put so much in the ground. The weather has been almost ideal throughout the growing season. And over these next few weeks, I don't see enough wet weather to cause any serious problems with harvesting or quality of the crop as it waits to be harvested. So I think it's going to be a tremendous crop. And I think regardless of what happens in Argentina, I think Brazil is still going to have the dominating impact on the marketplace, which is probably going to be a little bearish, I imagine.
Thank you so much, Drew, for taking the time with us. We appreciate it.
Great. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City and joins us on this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. You have a good day, too. I'm Todd Gleason.